This is At Your Service, a series of GARS, the Georgia Radio Reading Service, highlighting programs and services intended to improve your quality of life. This program is proudly sponsored by the John and Mary Franklin Foundation. I'm your host, Ken Traina, and joining us today for this episode of At Your Service is Jeanette David with the Georgia Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Disabilities. Ms. David is the Disaster Mental Health Services Coordinator for the State of Georgia Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Disabilities. Ms. David, thank you so much for joining us today. We know your time is short, so let's go ahead and get into it. First of all, Ms. David, what's your official title?
I am the Disaster Mental Health Services Coordinator for the Georgia Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Disabilities.
And can you tell us how your organization relates to preparing people for emergency preparedness?
Yes. The Georgia Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Disabilities provides services to people with mental illness, substance dependency, and developmental disabilities. And many of them live in the community. And so it is important for people who live in the community, no matter what their circumstances are, that they be prepared.
Okay, and please tell us, how does your organization assist those in need when disaster strikes?
Well, the first thing that anyone can do is access information that's readily available on the internet at websites like ready.gov or through their local American Red Cross. And the Georgia Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Disabilities has a disaster mental health website at GeorgiaDisaster.info. That's GeorgiaDisaster.info. And there's lots of information available there as well. But there are many other things that people can do as well. One of the first things that we recommend is that they develop a support network, much like the network of people that they rely on in their daily lives. Because when a disaster strikes, everyone, no matter who you are, you need someone to support you. And that can be friends, it can be family, it can be people who provide services to you, it can be the faith-based community, it can be people from other community groups as well. And these people can help you put your emergency supplies together. And you want to make sure that they also have an emergency phone number where they can reach you and where you can reach them.
All right. Can you give us some history or background about the organization and what is the organization's intent or purpose?
Yes. The Georgia Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Disabilities was created recently by the governor and the General Assembly of the state of Georgia in 2009. And it has been operating since July 1st, 2009, and we're responsible for the activities that were previously undertaken by the Division of Mental Health, Developmental Disabilities, and Addictive Diseases, which was part of the Georgia Department of Human Resources. And the agency focuses solely on policies, programs, and services for people with mental illness, substance dependency, and developmental disabilities. We have nearly 9,000 employees, and we are structured into three major sections. One section that focuses on the needs of people with mental illness, the other one for developmental disabilities, and a third one for addictive diseases. We also operate 7 regional hospitals throughout the state and provide and oversee community-based state services for people with disabilities, mental illness, and addictive diseases as well.
And how does someone get in touch with your organization?
Well, you can do it in a couple of ways. We have a statewide crisis and access line called the Georgia Crisis and Access Line, and it's called GCAL for short, and the phone number is 800-715-4225. And as I mentioned, it is a statewide single point of access for all of our services, and it's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have licensed clinicians who answer the phone, and they speak immediately to whoever is calling. You get a live person when you call. You don't get a recording. And they can help set up appointments for people either immediately or within a couple of days, depending on the person's need. And if someone is in need or in crisis right away while they are on the phone with one of these counselors, then the counselor will be able to help them over the phone as well.
All right. How about some tips on how one can remain aware of important events or helpful community services through your organization?
The first one is to access information. There's plenty of information on the internet that is available that people can go to no matter what their needs are, whether they have a disability or not, to get information about emergency preparedness. Ready.gov and GeorgiaDisaster.info are two of them, and your local American and Red Cross has plenty of information as well. The second one is to develop a support network of people that you can rely on during an emergency. The next thing that I would really recommend people with mental illness, developmental disabilities, and addictive diseases do is to talk with whoever it is provides them with their services now in the community and come up with a plan. If you go to one of our service providers, a community service board, and any other kind of outpatient treatment, it's important for you to talk with the clinicians there to find out what are some of the things that you should do to personally be ready. If you regularly attend support groups and if there could possibly be an interruption in that service, what is it you need to do in order to be ready or prepared for that interruption? What kind of medications do you take to make sure you not only have a supply of medication that you can take with you in your emergency kit, but also have the name of the medication and the dosage written down so that you can take that with you in case you can't take the medication with you or you're out of the house when something happens and you can't get back in. So you can have at least the name and the dosage to give to someone so you can get a new prescription. You need to think about how you're going to get transportation if you have to evacuate. If you rely on others to get around, you may need to set up a plan with them. If you use public transportation, you should get in touch with the public transportation company and find out how you can use them during an evacuation and if there will be any changes in service and what you can expect. If you get in-home supports, people who come to your house to provide services to you in the home, you need to talk with them to find out how they intend to continue those services if the roads are closed and they can't get to you and what it is that you might need to do as a backup plan for those services in case they can't get there. It's also important that you have a list of contact numbers for your friends and family so that they know how to get in touch with you and you know how to get in touch with them in case something happens.
All right, I understand that our focus right now is on emergency or disaster preparedness. Are there any other words that you yourself would like to add, Ms. David?
It's important for people to have their own plan. There are many people in the government and many nonprofit organizations that work to assist when there is a disaster, but the people who survive the best and have the fastest recovery are people who are prepared for a disaster before it happens.
All right. We've been speaking with Ms. Jeanette David, the Disaster Mental Health Services Coordinator for the Georgia Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Disabilities. Ms. David, we know your time is short. And we thank you so much for joining us today. Now we've got a list of information in some articles pertaining to the Georgia Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Disabilities. So if you have a recording device, it might be a good time to go ahead and get that active so you can catch some of this information. All right, first of all, Georgians with developmental disabilities who are experiencing behavior-related crises can call 1-800-715-4225 to get help. The Georgia Crisis Response System will provide stabilization to individuals in their home instead of traditionally offering temporary and immediate care in mental health facilities. The GCRS is an extension of community supports that have been put in place by the Georgia Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Disabilities to respond to individuals who are experiencing crises in the community. The service adds to the continuum of care as we continue to establish community supports, says DBHDD Commissioner Frank Shelp. It's important for people to lead a successful life, and this mobile crisis response system offers support for people with developmental disabilities to do just that. The mobile crisis service is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to families, providers, and people who have been diagnosed with developmental disabilities. GCRS is a means of last resort which is designed to provide services on a time-limited basis to all individuals with developmental disabilities who are facing a behavior-related crisis. Typically, people meet the criteria for the service if they have documented evidence of an intellectual disability prior to age 18 or other closely related DD diagnosis prior to age 22 and/or has a screening pinpointing DD. This presents a substantial risk of imminent harm to self and other needs evaluation, stabilization in care, or the individual has no community supports to meet his or her needs. For information, there's a website here, www.ddcrisis.com, or you can call the GCRS again at 1-800-715-4225. The DBHDD opens Georgia's first recovery support center. Georgia's first alcohol and drug recovery support center was opened at the end of April by the agency that serves the developmentally disabled, mentally ill, and people who have addictive diseases. More than 200 people gathered at the grand opening of the Paula Crane Life Enrichment Center, which provides support to help people maintain their recovery from alcohol and drug use. Recovery works, and we're excited that the Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Disabilities can offer additional support for those with substance use and abuse disorders, says Cassandra Price, MBA, Executive Director of DBHDD's Division of Addictive Diseases. This new center provides a unique support system for individuals who struggle with alcohol and drug abuse. The center is unique because it's the first in Georgia to provide services and support for individuals who are already in recovery from addiction. The Paula Crane Life Enrichment Center offers holistic support, educational and vocational services, housing and transportation assistance, referrals to treatment facilities, and peer support. Recovery is a lifelong journey, says Frankie Shelp, the DBHDD commissioner. This kind of support provided within the community can help Georgians on the road to recovery. We hope that we can offer more places like the Paula Crane Life Enrichment Center to be a place of refuge and healing. Now, the Paula Crane Enrichment Center is located at 1792 Mount Zion Road in Morrow, Georgia. It's open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. For more information about the services offered at the Paula Crane Life Enrichment Center, please call 770-478-1099. Again, that number 770-478-1099. Also, the first of several new community health services for North Georgia began operating in April. The Georgia Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Disabilities has announced. The state agency and its community providers made the announcement at the opening of a new crisis stabilization unit in Flowery Branch, operated by Avita Community Partners. In addition to the 16-bed crisis stabilization unit, the department has also announced that it is launching an assertive community treatment, or ACT, team operated by ANCA Behavioral Health Incorporated. That will be able to serve people in Hall and surrounding counties wherever they live. The department is also finalizing its talks with Northeast Georgia Medical Center's Laurelwood facility to provide inpatient mental health care as needed. Together, the new services will be able to provide approximately 125 people a day with mental health treatment closer to their own communities. Previously, people with both crisis and acute needs had to be taken to Rome, Georgia to receive care at the state psychiatric hospital located there. Today, we're seeing firsthand the change that people with mental illness and their families have long asked for. More services, tailored to each individual's needs, closer to home, said DBHDD Commissioner Frank Shelp, MD, MPH. We're excited to be working with a range of partners in the community to provide a full spectrum of services. Over the next couple of months, DBHDD will be adding another crisis stabilization unit, two more ACT teams, and the capacity to serve 35 people in community hospitals in North Georgia. The new mental health services for Region 1 are the first in a statewide expansion of community-based services over the next 5 years, with the goal of eliminating the need for costly and isolating institutionalization of people with mental illness. For more information, you can contact Tom Wilson at 404-463-7649. Again, that number, Tom Wilson at 404-463-7649. There's also a website, thwilson@dbhdd.georgia.gov. All right, also in the works here, the DBHDD, Division of Developmental Disabilities, will be hosting family forums. As part of the division's commitment to providing opportunities for family participation, they will be hosting forums this month to discuss the proposed rates and next steps. They are soliciting your assistance in inviting families to these forums. They have arranged for meetings in each region to discuss rate-cost study and would appreciate your participation and input. These meetings are listed here as follows. June 9th at 5:30 p.m. at the Holiday Inn, Columbus North, in the Dogwood Room, located at 2800-2800 Manchester Expressway in Columbus, Georgia. The zip code there, 31904. Now, there's for directions, there's an extensive website here, so I hope you've got your recording device on. That website, https://www.holidayinn.com/hotels/us/n/columbus/cs/gap/hotel-detail/directions with a capital D. We'll run through it for you one more time. https://www.holidayinn.com/hotels/us/n/columbus/cs/gap/hotel-detail/directions with a capital D. Next up, June 14th at 6 p.m. at the Augusta Technical College, Building 600, Room 633. It's the auditorium there. It's located at 3200 Augusta Tech Drive in Augusta, Georgia, zip code 30906. For directions, there's this website. Again, it's a lengthy one, so let's give it to you. http://www.augustatech.edu/campus/map/studentlife.html. And lastly, or no, I'm sorry, there's a third one here and a fourth one. The third one is June 15th at 5:30 p.m. at the Clarence Brown Conference Center in Stilesboro, 3 room. It's located at 5450 State Route 20 in Cartersville, Georgia. The zip code there, 30121. There's no contact number or information. And lastly, June 16th at 6:30 p.m. in the Region 3 office, in the conference room located at 100 Crescent Center Parkway, Suite 900 in Tucker, Georgia, 30084. And again, there's no contact number or information there. But again, you've got four family forums listed there for June 9th, June 14th, June 15th, and June 16th. And lastly here, don't forget the Helen Keller Deafblind Awareness Week for 2011. It runs from June 26th to July 2nd of this year. Losing sight and sound but not your identity. Few are aware that today, due to the aging process, People 55 years of age and older, including many baby boomers, are the largest growing group experiencing both vision and hearing loss. Because of this increase, there is a greater need for additional supports and services to this community, as well as to their caregivers. Many in this group are working, have active lifestyles, and don't think of themselves as deaf-blind. However, their decreasing vision and hearing losses make certain adjustments necessary to continue to lead an active and independent life. The term deafblind encompasses many variations of combined hearing and vision loss, from those who are hard of hearing and visually impaired to those who are totally deaf and totally blind. The most common causes of vision loss in older adults are cataracts, glaucoma, macular degeneration, and diabetes or diabetic retinopathy. If an older adult experiences a loss of vision along with the mild, moderate, severe, or even profound hearing loss, the results can be devastating to that person, their families, and their caregivers. Today, it is estimated that more than 1 million people in the United States are deafblind, and those numbers are growing steadily. To develop a greater understanding of the abilities and needs of senior adults who are losing sight and sound, HKNC, that's the Helen Keller National Center, senior adult specialist, provides information, resources, and training opportunities to consumers, families, and professionals nationwide. The HKNC Confident Living Program works with seniors to enhance their communication and independent living skills. Information on self-advocacy, elder law, community integration, emergency preparedness, something we were discussing earlier, new technology, and more are provided through this program, all designed to enhance the independence and quality of life for senior adults. The address for the Helen Keller National Center is 141 Middle Neck Road in Sands Point, New York. The zip code there, 11050. The phone number is 516-944-8900. Again, that's the Helen Keller National Center. All right, we're just about out of time today for this episode of At Your Service. Our thanks go to Ms. Jeanette David with the Georgia Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Disabilities. Again, if you would like more information, you can contact the Georgia Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Disabilities. Their phone number is 1-800-715-4225. Again, that number, 800-715-4225. Or you can visit their website at dbhdd.ga.gov. Again, that website, dbhdd.georgia.ga.gov. Again, our special thanks to Ms. Jeanette David, and of course, to the John and Mary Franklin Foundation for sponsoring At Your Service. My name is Ken Trena, and as always, thank you for listening to GARS, the Georgia Radio Reading Service.